We are going to go to the phone lines as we speak. We have the newly hired veterans agent for the city of Attleboro. Mr. Ken Bonacher is with us this morning. Good morning, Ken.
Hi, good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. First of all, Ken, congratulations being hired 5 months ago for the city.
That's right. Thank you very much.
Today is a very important day throughout the city and throughout the country. Today, Veterans Day. What is going on today, especially in the city of Attleboro?
Yes, today. So today we the city of Attleboro, are hosting a Veterans Day ceremony at Capron Park. Given the current state of the weather, we'll be setting up underneath the Newell shelter so that the audience doesn't have to sit through the damp rain the whole time while we're out there. But no, it'll be a really great ceremony. We've got a keynote speaker from a really great patriotic organization here in Attleboro, the Daughters of the American Revolution, will be joining us. And we're really excited. We've been putting a lot of work into this. So 10 a.m., the Newell Shelter at Capron Park will be honoring our veterans.
Now, as I was talking to you the other day, you know, very busy in the veterans office these days. You've got a lot of great people working with you. You've got the veterans van that a lot of people work out with. They drive along with you know, some of the veterans at the Veteran Hospital. Ed Stanton, one of them, and of course another gentleman, Dick McKerney, is one of your volunteers in the office as well, and he is doing a great job working right outside of your office every once in a while as well.
That's right. We actually have a tremendous amount of support in the community. We have volunteers who come into the Veterans Services Office just because they want to do their part and they want to help out. And one of the things that we do in the city is we have a van who can transport veterans who need access to the local VA medical facilities. So we've set up a schedule where we go to Providence on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. And we go into Boston on Wednesday, and we go up to Brockton on Friday. So if veterans have medical appointments that they are unable to arrange for transport themselves, they just call us. We reach out to our volunteers who come in and drive for us. We'll pick them up at their house, take them to their medical appointments. Our volunteers will oftentimes do other things in the hospital to help out the VA, and then they'll wait to pick up the veteran once their appointment is done, and they'll take them right back home. So it's really a great program.
Yeah, it really is. And then, of course, with the Veterans Office, Ken, you do a lot of work every single day for all the veterans out there and their families. But the person who is kind of doing a lot of work beside yourself is the great Connie Uriat, right in their front office as well. Now, she's been there for a number of years as well.
I can't say enough good things about Connie. The level of commitment that she has to our community and the amount of time that she's put in serving the city is unparalleled. And she's constantly on the move. She's constantly being asked to participate in this organization and that organization. And she's always able to say yes. I don't know how she does it. But the level of commitment that she has to public service is really phenomenal.
Have you heard her sing the actual words of Taps in the past?
I haven't had the pleasure, but it is sort of a not so well kept secret that she has some musicality to her. So I'm hoping to be able to coax her into doing something like that for us.
Yeah, I tell you, like I've known her for many, many years, and you know, she is a phenomenal woman right there, you know, being with the city for so long. You know, a little bit of a background on Ken Bonacher. I know that you were a staff sergeant in the Air Force as well, right?
That's right. I served 8 years active duty in the Air Force. I was a fighter jet mechanic, and we go where the airplanes go, and so that took me all over the world. I had the opportunity to serve in Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as all over Europe and the United States during my time. So it was truly an honor to serve, and I'm really happy to have done so.
And of course, before that you came to Attleboro, what was the job that you had done up in the Boston area?
So I was a program manager for administering state benefits, and Massachusetts has one of the best veterans benefits packages in the entire United States. And the information, I guess the section of the law where that's found is sort of a nerdy title, but it's Mass General Law, Chapter 115. And so I was a program director for Chapter 115 benefits for veterans in the city of Boston. So they would come down, tell us what they needed, we would figure out how we could support them if possible. And if we couldn't just give them the financial assistance right there in the office, We made it a point of pride to figure out where else in the community these veterans could get taken care of.
And of course, without anything else, of course, you know, as we talked the other day, you're always getting people in your office. The one major thing that you also do is a lot of people don't realize that the veterans director or the veterans agent in your city, in the city, also deals with, sometimes they deal with the cemetery plots as well. You know, I know that a lot of people are out there. They put the flags on the cemetery graves. One thing that you and I do not like to see, that just happened a couple of days ago in the area, in I think it was Bridgewater, when they desecrate some of these flags and some of these stones as well. Just happened, like I said, just a few days ago.
Yeah. Oh, it's no good. One of the things that we do is we have a graves officer who was appointed by Mayor Dumas in our office. And one of the things that we are responsible for is making sure that the graves of the veterans who are buried with us in Attleboro do get the respect that they deserve. And so we'll make the rounds on Memorial Day. We'll make sure that the cemeteries are looking nice. We're the ones that help arrange. It's a bigger job than just us. So we get a lot of volunteers to help put the flags out for Memorial Day. And we keep good records of where all of our veterans are at in the city.
And then other than that, Ken, I know that, you know, when a spouse is still with them, you know, who, of course, if a spouse has passed on now, you also take care of their needs as well. You know, if it's a wife or a husband who is still with us, you take care of things, you know, that, well, not just for wills or anything like that, but you also you take care of them because they may have questions, you know, where do they do this? Where can they be buried? You know, you talk about especially if someone is, if somebody is like at the Bourne section of Massachusetts at the cemetery there, can, if somebody is actually, this is a question that I actually heard from somebody yesterday. They wrote this down for me. If a loved one who has passed on is in a cemetery, like St. John's or something like that or whatever, can they get moved to a veteran cemetery, whether it be in Massachusetts or the Rhode Island cemetery in, say, in Exeter?
So is the question whether they were previously buried, whether they can be exhumed
and
buried again at the National Cemetery? That's actually a question that I haven't had before. I would be happy to follow up with you and get you that answer, because that's not something that I have right off the cuff.
Okay.
So, no, that's a very good question, though. Thank you for bringing that up. I will seek to learn that answer.
Yeah, there was a person that actually emailed me yesterday and said that was a question that they had heard recently from Rhode Island. They were moving to the Attleboro area, and they wanted to find out if that was happening. So, but right now, I know this gentleman's probably listening with us this morning, anyways. But we'll try to get an answer for him at some point. But but I know you've got a very busy day coming up. I know you've got to be over to the over at Capron Park, and so it's a good idea today. You know, being at the Newell Shelter, I was talking to Ed Stanton yesterday. He's got the stand and the microphone and ready to go. I know the guys from AACS are ready to go this morning. But you've always have a good, and there's actually a lot of good times going on. You can remember the people. Now, will there be? Of course, there'll be audio. Nate Adams will be there doing that.
Yep.
Will there be a trumpet playing taps down there as well?
Yes, we do have a veteran in the community who has the skill to play the bugle, and he'll be playing taps for us for the end of the ceremony in honor of the veterans who are no longer with us.
And, of course, it all starts at 10 o'clock this morning. People want to get there. The Newell Shelter is big enough to hold everybody in there, that's for sure. And, unfortunately, I guess one community canceled all their items this morning. Pawtucket was supposed to do something at 11. I was just talking at the top of the hour with the general manager of the Pawtucket Times, and he was telling us that because of the weather, they can't really change things around. So, unfortunately, I mean, Pawtucket does have a huge community of veterans. So, but at least this area, North Attleboro, Mansfield, Foxborough, Wrentham, and all those places, they will have even some parades are going on as well.
That's right. And our event is open to the public. So if there are veterans who are looking to celebrate with us this morning, they're welcome to join us at 10 o'clock over at Capron Park. And we're fortunate to have the Newell Shelter where we can sort of hide out from the weather. So
right,
we're looking forward to that.
And of course, finally, you're going to be doing emceeing work. The mayor, of course, and then other councilors and possibly some other leaders in the community will be there as well.
That's right. That's right. I know for a fact that State Representative Paul Hero is going to be there. And I've already received regrets from a couple other offices. But no, it'll be good to have our community leaders there, and they'll have the opportunity to address the audience should they so choose.
And I understand, Councilor-elect Julie Hall, I believe, is going to be in another community doing some work. I think she's in Foxborough, I think?
Yeah, they booked her up in Foxborough. I don't have all of the information on that, but she did let me know well in advance. But she was disappointed that she couldn't make both events, but she had that prior commitment at Foxborough.
Yeah, she can't be at two places at once. I've known her for a long time as well, and I'll tell you, I think
she does many great things, but that's not one of the tricks in her bag.
Exactly. You know, and I will say, since I just met you the other day, I think, and I've actually talked about you for a couple of other people, Ed Stanton, mm-hmm. to name one person, and they all said that you are doing a tremendous job in the absence of Carl Bradshaw, who took another job up in his hometown. I mean, Carl, of course, as you know, a great individual for 5 years being here in the city of Attleboro, and, hey, it's nice to work 5 minutes from your home where Carl is now, really.
No, I don't think anybody blames him for choosing to shave his commute down from like something like 45 minutes to more like 5 minutes. But absolutely, Carl did a great job, both with preparing me for being able to carry the torch. And this is in no way a tall person joke, but there are absolutely big shoes to fill with this job. He left his mark for sure.
That's for sure. And Ken, we also know that coming up, there's a lot of other things going on to the city. You also have one of the, I think it's at the, is it the Navy Band, I think, or the Army Navy Band coming up next month to play a special holiday concert at the high school, I believe.
Oh, unfortunately, the Navy Band let us know that due to operational commitments, they weren't able to fill that gap.
Mm-hmm.
I've reached out to the other branches of the armed forces to find out who's available, but I haven't received responses yet.
Okay.
So more to come on that. That's pending. I don't know whether that is going to happen or not, unfortunately.
Okay. And then, of course, finally, as I said, Ken, 10 o'clock this morning over at the Newell Shelter, right?
That's right. 10 o'clock. We'll be there.
All right, Ken, thanks very much, and happy Veterans Day to you as well, and hopefully we'll see you sometime this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right,
I appreciate
Ken. Thanks again.
Take care.
There you go. There goes Ken Bottecher, who is the current newly hired veterans agent here for the city of Attleboro. What a terrific guy. You know, I was with him in the office about 10 to 15 minutes on Monday, and I tell you, you know, I am very, very proud to be living here in the city of Attleboro with a gentleman like that. Now, I'm not military. I didn't go into the service or anything like that. But if I was going into the service and if I needed questions and answers, there's the guy who you would really want to talk to. No, like in the past, I have been very, very friendly and known many of the veterans agents here in the city of Attleboro, from Tom Tully to Carl Bradshaw to other people that we've had here in the city. But I am very proud to say that Ken Bottecher is doing a wonderful job. As I said, in the last couple of days, just talking to some people in the area, they say they respect Ken. They know he's doing a great job. And so congratulations to the newly hired veterans agent, Ken Bottecher, here in the city of Attleboro.